This is BayCare Health Chat, another podcast from BayCare Health System.
Welcome to BayCare Health Chat. I'm Caitlin White, and in this episode, we are talking about toxicology, what it is and how it affects your life. Joining us for this conversation is Dr. Ibrahim Karkavandian, an emergency medicine physician with BayCare Health System. So, doctor, start us off here. What is a toxin?
Well, a toxin, sometimes we call them a poison. These are the chemicals or substances that can cause harm to our body. It can cause harm to the animals and to the environment. The toxins are not the same as viruses or bacteria. The toxin basically are all over. Some example of the poisons or toxins at home are cleaning agents like a toilet bowl cleaner, ammonia, bleach, and pine salt. Also, some medication at home, sometimes like a Tylenol or aspirin or even Aleve, if it's given on more than recommended doses, it can cause poisoning or be a toxin to our body. Another good example of the poison is a snake venom. Also, there's some mushrooms and the plants can be poisonous as well.
And you touched on my next question, but is the toxin the same as a poison?
Yes. The name of the toxin and poison basically are the same. Some, for example, the toxicology, we name it toxicology because of the toxin. But sometimes they call them poisoning or drug overdose. These are all interchangeably, they're the same. The poison and the toxin basically are the same term.
Now, when we're talking about toxicology, what does that mean? And what do toxicologists do?
So toxicology is a field of the medicine, a branch of the medicine that's dedicated to the toxins. Basically what they do, they help us to understand the harmful effect of the chemical on the people, on the animals, and on the environment. So toxicologists are the physicians. They are experts in the toxicology. They are experts in the field of poisoning. They are the one are mostly physicians, and also they could be a pharmacist. Basically what they do, after they complete the medical school, they go to their own training and residency program to get specialized in a field of medicine. Could be emergency department, could be pediatrics, it could be internal medicine. And after they completed their residency program, they attend another program we call a fellowship in toxicology, which is another 2 extra years. So after they completed their fellowship, they have to take a board examination in the field of medical toxicology. So they have to pass the board in order to be qualified and be called a medical toxicologist. What do the medical toxicologists usually work? They usually work in the emergency department and usually at the poison control centers. So the emergency department, usually most of them are both on both places. Also, as I mentioned, the toxicologist could be pediatrician, could be pharmacist as well.
You mentioned a bunch of household products that are considered toxic. Can you talk more about getting exposed to poisons at home?
Sure. So some of the examples of the poisons at home are cleaning agents like ammonia, pine salt, toilet bowl cleaner, as well as the bleach. So those can be poison to every adult, pediatric, could be adult or the children. Some of the agents at home that can be considered be causing poisoning are medication. We are talking about a simple medication like a Tylenol or aspirin, Aleve, if it's given not a recommended dosage. For example, my parents give a Tylenol to a toddler for the fever. By mistake, they don't look at the exact recommendation dose for the age and by the weight and the age. So they give more than usual of Tylenol, for example, for the fever, and they can cause poisoning and toxicity to that individual, the pediatrics. Also, some of the plants, mushroom and the plant also can be poisonous. Around the house, outside of the house, they're also, the pediatrics and adult can get exposed to.
And what are some toxins that my children or my dog are more likely to get poisoned by at home?
Well, one of the common mistakes that, for example, maybe I start by saying for the pediatrics, that as you all know, the kids are so quick and so fast. They get everything. It's a toddler, for example. Things get to the mouth so quickly and so fast. So does the drug. The drug has a quick effect, has a quickly affect the body as well as we get exposed to it. As in, could be by ingestion, could be by the skin exposure, could be through the inhalation, I mean by breathing through the toxin. So they work so quickly. That is going to pediatrics. When we get to the animals, for example, the dog that we're going to talk about it in a few minutes, the dogs are also very curious. Everything goes to the mouth, as we all know. For example, one of the most common agent drugs that the PDA dogs get exposed to is antifreeze. Antifreeze is a radiator, the drug chemical that we use with them, the radiator. So they get into it because they taste good. They lick on that one, is drinking that. The same as pediatrics. The kids, they like everything, especially sweet. They put them in their mouth and they get poisoned.
As we wrap up here, how can I prevent my children and my pets from exposure to poisons?
Well, there is a different ways that we can prevent poisoning at home to ourselves, to our pediatrics, and as well as to our animals or pets. For example, I have a few recommendations. Number one, do not mix the household cleaning products together. For example, do not mix the ammonia and the bleach together. Do not mix the other. So what happens when they're mixing this chemical together, they produce a toxic gas. And when they inhale that, it can cause difficulty breathing and cause complication or problem in our breathing system. So the other one I would recommend basically to keep all the chemical products out of the reach of the children. Put them in somewhere that the kids, pediatrics, especially toddlers, cannot get onto them. And also keep this chemical in an original container. One of the most common problems that we see in the poison control center, we get a phone call, is when the parents put the chemical in the wrong container. For example, they use soda cans and they use them to put some as I mentioned, antifreeze, put them in the garage, a dog or the toddler can get hold on them and drink it. So it's safe to put everything in the original container. The other one I was going to other recommendation that I have, to keep all the medication in the safe cabinet, out of the reach of the toddler and pediatrics, because they can easily, and I mentioned, everything goes to the mouth, toddler, and as well as the animal. They can get exposed to the chemical easily because it looks like a candy. Another example is the pot detergent. As you all know, when the pot detergent came to the market, we have seen significant cases involving the pediatrics getting ingesting or putting a pot detergent in their mouth, causing burning sensation and causing all of this complication. So we should try to keep the chemical and the medication out of the reach of their children.
Well, thank you for this great information, Doctor. Head on over to our website at baycare.org for more information and to get connected with one of our providers. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all of the other BayCare podcasts. For more health tips and updates, visit us on your social channels. This has been another episode of BayCare Health Chat. I'm Caitlin White. Stay well.